my absolute pumpkins. Oh, you guys, do not forget about our third annual-ish Halloween live show. It's going to be so fun. October 30th, 8 p.m. Be there or be sad. And I don't want anyone to be sad.
Yeah. And again, it's virtual. So it's very an easy lift on your end. Okay. You just can tune in. Screw Marshas can watch it the next day. So if you want to watch it the next day, become a Screw Marsha and it'll be uploaded on the Patreon. Tickets are $12 plus taxes and fees, which comes out to like $14 or so. Mm-hmm. We'll be in costume. We're going to be carving pumpkins. And the link is in the description to this episode, as well as in the bio of both of our Instagrams. So. Get the tickets now.
Get the tickets now or be sad for literally ever. And don't forget to send in your picture of a pumpkin you carved or yourself that you want us to roast and toast.
I'll have what she's having.
Right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Beautiful.
What if I was just a really happy, positive person?
Everyone would be like, what happened to Chris? Someone told me, they were like, I was talking to my aunt, shout out Aunt Jan, who listens. Love you, girl. And she was like, you guys really yin yang off each other. Like, I think she's like, if you come in with a better mood, he just is in a worse. And I'm like, that's exactly right.
Is that true?
I think when I have been in a really good mood, yeah, you ripped me to pieces. But that's when you roast me. That's the roast and toast.
Well, maybe. Well, okay, fair.
You know?
But also, I think sometimes when you're in a good mood, you say things more that, like, aren't true.
Interesting.
Or
like, what? Facts?
No, like, you'll be like, we should be lawyers. Why not? We'll go to law school. Why not?
Yeah.
I can do it. And then when I say, like, well, to get into law school, and you're like, for you.
Yeah. I miss for you. Should we bring that segment back?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of like that segment,
I say it all the time.
I know.
And it honestly is true all the time. People say statements that it's like, you can't say it for everybody, literally whatever it is.
But it doesn't work all the time, I don't think. Like, I'll be like, books are not as popular as they were in 1945, and you'll be like, for you. And I'm like, but no, that's like an actual fact.
Do you have the facts on that? Because yeah. Some people, a lot of people, be reading book clubs, it's romance novels.
You think books are more popular now than they were before people had TVs?
I think that they're equally popular.
I
don't know. There weren't as many books before.
People are not reading as much, for sure.
Well, I'm not, but I'm dyslexic, and my population doesn't count.
Even with the dyslexic population removed from the equation.
Yeah, you don't think? I feel like everyone I know writes books now. I'm like, write a book. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like...
write a book.
A lot of people write books. A lot of people buy books. Not everyone reads them.
No, and that's true. I buy them and look at them and say, I can't wait to destroy you with my mind. And then I never crack it open.
Like, I feel like a lot of reality stars have books now.
Oh, my God. And they don't even write it. They have ghostwriters. Yeah. So you're really just buying them on the cover and maybe a story or two they've told. But you know what? Buy whatever you want to buy. And I don't want to tell you you can't buy it. I'm just telling you that it's not what you think it is.
What do you think it is? Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, the reality star isn't writing the book.
Yeah.
It wasn't even their idea. A publisher's like, rarely. You look like money. Can we slap your face on some pages? And the person's like, yes, I could use that. Cash and clout. Cash and clout, honey.
Yeah. It's like products at TJ Maxx and Marshalls that like Ellen DeGeneres pee pads.
Yes. Like, or everyone's got a fragrance. I'm like, what does this even mean? They're like, Stardust Moon. I like to smell like a little bit of Stardust and the slash of moon. And now you can too.
What would be your fragrance?
Probably. Optimism.
Not the. What would it smell like?
Oh, what would it smell like?
What does optimism smell like?
I don't know.
Like?
I was thinking of the name.
What would be your fragrance? Optimism.
I'm doing packaging. What would it smell like?
Optimism.
It would smell like optimism. If I'm
florals.
Being yeah, I guess florals. Everyone does lavender. That's a nice smell. Yeah. I wouldn't do a citrus. That's suicide.
Why?
The citrus smell?
You don't
that's
like it?
A choice. I don't think I like it. It is clean. I think I would think of a cleaning product maybe.
Interesting.
What would your fragrance be? Wood, oak, cedar.
Probably.
Yeah. Masculine.
Pine.
Pine.
I would wood. Smell like a Christmas candle.
Whittling. Call it widow with
yeah, I am I am traditionally known as a man's man.
That's right.
That's very my brand.
So will your cologne be. I love that for you. How are you? Can I ask you that? How are you in your depth?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
How are you?
You I'm seem good.
Full of it?
Know. Full of it?
Yeah.
I think so. I woke up this morning and I said, today's going to be a good day. And then I said, am I going to be like, sometimes it's like, am I going to make a fashion statement? Yesterday, I made so many fashion statements. Today, I said, I just want to blend in and be a normal human.
This you know? I do love your blend in. A do giant tie-dye sweatshirt with a chipmunk on it and yeah. Two dead arms on a necklace.
This is me. Yeah, this is like muted me. This is muted because I'm wearing jeans, which I'm like, what am I, middle America? That's how it feels.
Wearing jeans?
Yeah. There's a part of me that's like, bah, bah, bah. It's like very like, put on a white t-shirt. What am I, the girl next door? No. And I never will be. And you
what
can't make
what are you
me.
Talking about?
If you wear jeans and a white t-shirt.
Yes. Who told you have to wear jeans and a white t-shirt?
No one. I'm just saying.
Tyra Banks?
I love
remember
Tyra.
Remember she used to
I do remember.
You do not love Tyra Banks.
No, I don't. I love like.
I hate Tyra Banks.
I love how much she doesn't know anything she says is bad.
Tyra
and so
Banks,
how
yeah.
confident she is. Like she'll be like, slam your face against the wall. That's modeling. You're like, what?
I never watched America's Next Top Model.
I did.
I never watched Tyra really until recently. And I'm like, I used to be like, I love Tyra. And yeah. Now I'm like, Tyra is
problematic.
A fucking, like, she is terrible.
That's what I mean. But she's very Delulu. Like, she's very, like, I know the fashion world. I mean, I'll always
well,
think of her
also,
from
she
life
has
size.
The Adam Levine effect, too.
What's
where
that?
It's what I've coined as, like, when people think they're funny because they are famous and other people laugh at them because they're famous.
That's huge. That's a
so
huge
they say
coin.
A joke and everyone's like,
with their yes men around them. Sorry, we can't keep
and
it together.
That's why Adam Levine's on The Voice saying, like,
oh, God. What's he saying?
Knock, knock. Like, little jokes. But then it's just, you know, it's the hot person effect.
Yeah.
And Tyra will, like, constantly go on about her struggle to become a model. I'm like, haven't you been modeling since you were, like, 14?
I know.
That's, like, your whole fucking thing.
Yeah. You starred in a movie with Lindsay Lohan, and I'll never forget it. You played Barbie before Barbie was Barbie.
Listen, she did iconic things. I'm
iconic.
Not taking away from
no.
Tyra a very iconic career that she really managed to. I mean, Top Model alone had like, what, 40 franchise, like different
so
countries.
So many. I'm sure that's
25
like,
seasons.
Yeah.
Like, it's impressive.
The amount of eating disorders it started is monumental.
I mean, there's girls on like past episodes that are admittedly have eating disorders
I know.
And they don't
nothing
do anything.
That was a bad
them.
Time for us as a society. I'll say that. But yeah, Tyra's just, you know, insane. I don't
Like, girls will be like, sorry, I'm late. I got hit by a bus on my way.
She's like, back. I was hit by 25 buses. Like,
I was hit by 2 buses in Tokyo and 3 buses in Hong Kong on the same trip. And I still managed to make all my flights on time.
Yeah. And you're like, what? I mean, the trauma she has, which I don't even know if it is real, but if it is, I think... Let's go to therapy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume you don't get that modeling career without some trauma at that age, especially in that time, especially.
I can't imagine.
But like Janice Dickinson in the early seasons, the most problematic.
She was horrific. Supermodel.
And then Nigel. I'm like, what are you doing here?
I don't know what he was doing there. I think also having Janice... made Tyra seem less because you were like, that's the actual devil. So
Janice is literally like, I hate the fat girls. Like, she literally will say,
I know.
And she'll be like, they're all fat. Every single one of them's fat. And it's like,
yeah. And then Tyra would be like, now they're plus size. Like, it's like, you're like, Tyra's a little better, but you're like, everyone's bad in this room.
And Janice will be like, if you're going to be plus size, at least have a pretty face. This girl has nothing. And the girl's like standing there like,
yeah, horrific.
Like, I was flown in from Fargo to do this, and
oh my gosh, yeah.
But
other than that, you're good.
Other than Tyra Banks, yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
What did I do? Nothing too exciting. I went to brunch yesterday. I spent fixing a wall for the whole fucking day.
What'd you say? You were fixing.
I had like tiled a wall with the stick and peel tiles
in the kitchen. Oh.
And so I was trying to, I had accidentally like took one tile off
a
while ago.
Okay. And you're trying to put it back on?
And it like ripped off a piece. So I was like, I know when it's time to take this down, it's going to
be
destroyed. The wall will be destroyed.
And yeah, I'm going to have
to fix it.
That's fine.
So I did take it down because I kept on thinking about it.
Oh.
And it took me like 5 hours to get all the tiles off because I had to heat it up with blow dryer.
No.
And then like slowly get it off, and it's still like fucked up the wall, and I had to then spackle and
what?
Paint. It took from like 10 o'clock yesterday to like 9 o'clock at night. I was still trying to fucking paint over this thing.
Oh my God.
And it still doesn't look that great, but listen.
Listen. Neither do I.
We learn and we live.
We live and we learn, and good for you.
But also, I'm like, don't make stick and peel tiles that then...
that rip and peel. Don't say stick and peel when you meant rip and peel.
Yeah, I'm like, I might as well have just fucking cemented these fuckers up.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not getting my safety deposit back. And when you think about it that way, you just let go. You go, goodbye, release.
I do think of it that way, but...
yeah. Release it. Go, goodbye. Say goodbye.
They like they have my card. Like, right. I think that
they're going to charge for more.
It could be more, yeah.
Your building seems insane, and I mean that with love. But they really seem, I would go, all right, you can charge me that, and I'm going to charge you $5 a day when there was construction. You owe me $17,000.
Yeah, and they say, well, we have your credit card. What do you have of ours?
And I'll say, I'll squat here. I'm a squatter now. How do you like that? No rent, quit, squat.
My building's owned by like billionaire companies.
Every building is owned by a billionaire who doesn't live there.
So what I'm saying is they have a lot more
power. Sure. Power. Squatting is a lot of power. You read about squatters' rights. I'm like, damn, why haven't I been squatting?
Because it's
bad for you.
It's bad.
And your credit.
In general.
But a part of me feels like, what is credit? You know?
I don't agree with squatting, I'll be honest.
Wow. Okay.
Well, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
But I mean, in general, I'm like, part you of can't it just feels stay insane. Here. You don't own it.
Yeah, part of it feels insane, but another part of me thinks, I don't know.
What about frogging? Have you heard of that?
Are you being funny?
No.
What's
like
frogging
with a PH?
No, it is.
It does sound like a weird sex thing when you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
This it's is a when trick. Like someone else is secretly living in your house and you don't know.
Don't ever say that to me again. What do you mean? That's what that's called?
Yeah.
Frogging?
Yeah.
Is when someone lives in your home secretly?
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot?
There's a show about it.
I don't want to know that. What do you mean? Do they live in the walls? A secret room? You wouldn't be like, why is this?
Do you want some horror stories?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. Okay. Well,
I also listened to a podcast about it once.
I love a podcast. I actually love podcasts. Guys, if you're not listening to podcasts.
They probably are. If they're listening, I would
assume. No, I know. That's the joke.
I know.
That's the joke.
That's what.
Oh, you're joking too? Hey, good joke there.
Thank you. Some so people welcome. Say my sense of humor is dry.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't know me.
I've never thought of it that way.
I've never thought of it that way. Okay, what are the horror stories? I'm scared for me.
So I didn't fully watch the show, but I did listen to the podcast.
Oh, tell me about the podcast. What did they say?
So like this one girl, for example.
Okay.
Moved into this house.
Oh, no.
Or like apartment.
Okay. Oh,
upstairs God. Apartment. Okay. Her like brother lived down the street.
Okay.
And she kept, like, she would go to work and people would, like, eat her food. And she'd be like, she just kept being like, my brother's, like, coming and eating my food. Or she would, like, get sodas and there would be, like, a couple missing. Or, right. like, she could just tell that people had been there.
They weren't even that good at being secretive about it.
And then she got a dog, like, a puppy. And the puppy... she kept in the bathroom when she wasn't there. And one day, something had, like, there was, like, a leak or something. Like, the bathroom was flooded.
Oh.
And she, like, got a call that the bathroom was flooded. She, like, or something was flooding. She, like, came home and the puppy was in the sink. Like, away from the flooding waters. So, like, she's like, how the fuck did this
puppy get
puppy
up there?
Get up here? Like, out of, like, into safety.
Right.
And then... the things kept happening. She like confronted her brother about eating all her food. He's like, I've literally never been to your house when you're not there. She contacted the police. There's like, there's nothing we can really do. Then one day she was like in her closet and she noticed that like a light coming. And basically there was like a whole, like her closet roof like slid open. Yeah. And there had been a guy like living in her, like above her. Like in the attic, I guess, of the.
Oh my God.
And would sneak down and like eat her food and stuff. But he saved the puppy.
Well, I'm happy about that. I'll say that. I don't love that. At least he wasn't like creepy and watching her.
There was also a girl on the podcast who said that there was someone that would sleep in her car at night. And she like then knew that they were sleeping in her car, but she felt bad. So she continued to let them sleep in her car. And didn't say anything until she noticed them, like, stealing things. But also, I'm like, what are you leaving in your car if you know you have a guest that sleeps in it every night?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the game of, like, no one's going to be in here. And if there is anyone in here, I just hope you remember to clean out the cup holders. I don't know. I don't like that.
When I was in college, in the basement, there was someone that like secretly had lived in the basement that the guys who lived below us, because it was two guys on the first floor.
Yeah.
And then we had the top two floors.
Yeah.
And the guys, I guess, had like told this guy it was okay for him to like stay in our basement. Wow. But it was like a not finished basement. It was a dark.
I want to know my neighbors. You know what I mean? I want to know them. I want to help each other.
Do you know your neighbors? I don't think you do.
I do. I know
the ones that live right next door.
I know. Because
I've seen them and they never say hi.
It's a new neighbor.
And
now.
I'll be standing at your door even.
It's a new. Did you meet him?
No. Because he didn't
say hi. Really interesting. Okay, actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm retracting everything I'm thinking. But he's very nice. He actually bought me flowers when I helped him bring in packages when he was moving in.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. So we have like a little friendship. We haven't talked that much since then, but I like knowing that we can text each other and like he's
you
there.
You exchanged numbers.
Yeah.
Is he single?
I have no idea, but I think he's...
What?
I think he could be not batting for my team. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Say it.
I will say it.
Why do you think he's gay?
Gay. Why do I think he's gay?
He probably is gay. That's probably why I didn't like him.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, he's nice. And I knew the girl who lived on the other side of the building who moved, unfortunately.
Did she?
Move? Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
It is a bummer because we used to watch each other's cats.
That is sometimes. A huge bummer.
I know. So I know some people in my building. I know that my neighbor above me, Rose, she's the only person in the entire world I allow to call me Jessica because she's, you know, above 90 and just memorized it as Jessica. And, you know, there comes a point that you don't need to correct.
I feel like for some older people, it's hard to wrap their heads around the fact that your name just is just Jessie.
I know. So she says Jessica and I go, that's me.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? So she's really sweet. And I love her too. So I do know people in my building.
That's nice.
Thank you. Who do you know in your building?
I actually do know some
Yeah,
people.
You know your neighbors.
I do.
It's nice to know your neighbors. I heard about a building. I would love, this is what I'd love. I'd love to have all my friends live in the same building. Truly.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own space, but we still are, it's again, a community. I don't ask for much.
Well, I knew that's where this was going. But, we've talked.
I know. But I'm like, that's what's so beautiful. And in New York, you can do that if you like figure it out, you know?
I guess.
I think so. What do you have going on that you're looking forward to? What's hot to trot in your world?
I'm not looking forward to much. Do you have something you're looking forward to?
Yeah. What? Halloween's coming. I'm excited about that. Our live show. Yeah, don't forget exciting. About that. I'm excited about that. I'm going to New Orleans at the end of the month. I'm excited about that.
She loves New Orleans, or she loves traveling, honey.
I'm a traveler. You know that about me. I travel.
You do travel.
I do like to travel. I think it's a really great way to connect with yourself.
Who are you going to New Orleans with?
Well, I'm going by myself, but I have two friends that live there.
Okay.
So my friend Brittany lives there. I'm going to stay with her. And then my friend Shaney is also there. I'm going to see her as well. And she's like the queen of Halloween. So I'm like...
Are you going for Halloween?
All hail. Well, no, I'm going like before the weekend before, but that's like a big weekend in New Orleans for Halloween, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm
going
to be a witch.
What are you going,
witch.
Friday to Sunday?
I'm going like Tuesday to Sunday. Or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't believe in short trips. I'm like, because travel days knock me out. If I'm traveling...
New Orleans is easy, though. It's 3 hours.
Yeah, but for me, I have to get to the airport 2 hours early. I have to worry about getting to the airport for at least a day. So that's already 2 days. You know what I mean? That's the same. I have the same thing going back. So that's 4 days knocked out.
It's a four-day travel. Yeah. To New Orleans from
exactly.
New York.
Exactly. Like stressing. And then it's like, how many days am I there just enjoying? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like when I'm going to someplace like that, I'm like, I'm not stressing because...
Why?
There's no reason.
I'm going to try not to stress, but I normally allow myself...
If I'm late, who cares? If I miss this, I'll... Like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, if it's a work thing where I'm like, I have to be at this thing, then I'm very stressed about it.
Yeah.
Or if I have to be back in time for something... But I try to just be like,
it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I try to be like that. I just know myself. Like, I've been talking to myself about, like, why is it that I choose to do certain things when it comes to travel?
Like what?
Like, I'll pack the morning of, which is maybe not the greatest idea.
No.
Cause I know. And it's interesting because I'm like, that's what I do. Then I don't worry. And I'm like, you do worry. And then you've forgotten things. I mean, I'll write a list. It's just interesting.
Well, why do you do that?
Great question. I used to say I do it because when Winnie sees my suitcase, I think that she gets stressed. And so I go, don't worry. Also, I won't get out my suitcase. So sometimes I'll put my clothes out, but they're just out. Who knows what they're doing? But yeah, so I'll be like, oh, I don't pack until the morning of for Winnie. But I'm like, is that true? Winnie knows. Cats have senses.
Yeah.
She knows. She's like, my mom's stress is through the roof. And why? There's only a few reasons mommy stresses.
Are you a stressed at the airport person? What is Jessie like in line?
In line?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Am
You're
I running
online,
late?
I'm the TSA agent.
I do try to be friends with everyone at the airport. I do find that
you
never works. I do. I'm like...
It doesn't work ever, does it?
It's rare. Sometimes it does. Like, I've been
I don't
upgraded.
Think anyone hates...
I get upgraded because I'll be like, hi!
Well, if you're luggage. Nice, I think nice to the...
the people that check in your bag.
The plane people is a different story than nice to, like, TSA.
Oh, yeah. What about like when you check your bag in? Those people, I'm like, that's going
nice
to be my best friend. Yeah. Because then if
nice
it's a little
them.
Overweight, they're like, it's okay. I'm like, oh, thank you.
When I was flying back, I had, well, I was leaving Barcelona, flying to Mallorca, my friend's suitcase, the morning we're leaving, like, rips open.
Oh, no.
We're like, she's like, oh. So we, like, walk in Barcelona to get her a new suitcase.
Oh, wow, you didn't tape it? I would have taped it.
We didn't have, like, tape. She also was going from there to, like, there's a lot
of... Oh, yeah.
So whatever, we like get it. It's 95,000 degrees.
Yeah.
Oy. It's a nightmare. We get back. And then I realize that my suitcase has a bigger tear in it than hers did. And now we have to go to the airport.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. Yeah. So we go. And the woman did, like, I was like, I'm just going to put it like the opposite way so that she can't see the tear.
Okay.
Immediately she was like, there's a giant tear in that. And I was like,
what?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It seems that there is. But she did use the sticker.
And it's already like broken.
She kind of taped it for me.
Beautiful.
I do hate traveling. I like traveling. I hate the process of
Absolutely,
it.
Me too. Like the security line, I'm always stressed out.
The dog, when you have to step, two people at a time, and then you have to walk?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's two people at a time?
Where they're like two, and you have to like walk before you even check in. Like when you're, before you're going through security, yeah, there's two people and a dog, and the dog like walks back and forth as you walk.
Oh, I don't, that's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It happens to me every time I go to the airport.
Yeah, no one's.
Everybody, it's like the whole line.
Normally I get there, I get in the security line, which
happening in the security line.
A dog?
Yeah.
I've never.
Did you guys ever see the dog?
Yeah.
What dog? Weird.
Ronnie knows what I'm talking about. It's like every time I go to the airport.
I've never been.
It's like a part of the process.
Okay.
Maybe do you ever go to JFK?
I try to fly out of LaGuardia.
Well, LaGuardia is so much better. But right. I feel like.
When I go to JFK, then I'm just I'll never forget when I was going to London by myself. And I read like all the things online about what I needed. And I got there to check my bag. And she was like, you need to get a COVID test. Now.
Oh, yeah.
And the stress that I was in that day, I mean, I was like, you'll figure it out. I was like, you're going to get through. It'll be fine. But the stress of that airport just like is so big. It's so stressful. People are mad and angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are mad and angry and it's scary. And so you're just like, I'm praying. I'm living on a prayer. I'm hoping. But I like LaGuardia better because it's way smaller. So the stakes are lower. And I'm like, I'd rather fly out of LaGuardia. It's like 10 minutes from my house, too.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah. So if I can fly out of LaGuardia, I do. I haven't gone international in a while. And that's a huge, sad thing.
You've gone someplace recently.
Where? International?
Yeah. When'd you go to Portugal?
Like over a year ago.
I feel like we both kind of travel a lot. And then we both are like, we never go anywhere.
I know. Isn't that funny?
And our listeners are probably like, fuck
screaming.
Off.
Screaming.
You go everywhere.
Yeah. We're like Tyra, you know? And that's just who we are.
I am excited. I'm going to Scotland and London, actually, at the end of November.
London?
For a couple days.
Oh, I love London. I need to go back.
I've never been.
What are you going to do?
Oh, my God, I thought that you were having pains.
Oh, no, I just like, it pains me. You're going.
That was horrifying.
Sorry.
You literally went, London? I love it.
Because I
thought we were going to have to call an ambulance.
Call the show. Jesse's having who knows what. No, it pains me that you're going.
My God.
And you didn't invite me.
Almost gave me a fucking heart attack.
I'm so sorry. But sometimes I feel so hard, you know?
What's that like?
To feel so hard? It's hard. I'm not going to lie to you.
I feel sometimes like you feel great, more in a day than I felt in a lifetime.
Yeah. Because you hit that numb switch, baby.
I turned it off, or I turned it on and I lost it.
Yeah.
Don't know where it is. Can't find it in the darkness.
Yeah. It is hard to feel a lot. I almost cried walking over here today.
Why?
I just started thinking about Israel.
Oh, that's fair.
You know, because I'm wearing, I have curly hair and I went, in a way, I could be attacked. And I was just thinking about that.
Well, I mean, that's a fair.
Yeah.
Crying really brings, yeah.
You know, like, but I think like things like that can just pop in your brain. And then it's, for me, it's hard to not be emotionally affected. But then if you just let it pass, you know, which I did, I was like, okay, I'm sad and scared in this moment, but everything's going to be like, actually, I don't know. I was reading stuff. I don't know. It's hard. That's hard. That's hard to compartmentalize. But I think essentially we are living in a world where there are really difficult things happening at all times, whether personally and then also globally, you know?
Totally.
Thank you.
Should we instead of get into those things?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do a Hallmark. We don't need to go into this.
The Hallmark Movie.
I don't think that
you
we
start
should.
Us, okay? Love that for you. Do re mi fa sol do.
Picture this.
Okay.
A high powered.
Yeah. Yes.
CEO.
Yeah.
Of a.
Yes.
Of a pumpkin factory.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so they make pumpkin spice.
No, that's incredible.
They invented They are the ones that figured out how to take pumpkin and turn it into a spice.
Incredible. That's like, you know, when there are like wealthy people and you're like, why are you wealthy? And they're like, my grandfather invented pumpkin spice. And you're like,
yeah,
that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it. So that's me. Okay, great.
So I guess that's you.
Well, like that's, yeah.
Her name is Vicky.
Vicky.
Vicky. Voluptuous.
Thank you for that.
Vicky Voluptuous.
Vicky Voluptuous. Hell yeah.
The worst drag name in the game.
Well,
but it's your legal name.
It's my legal name.
And so Vicky is the CEO of PumpkinSpiceUnlimited.com Incorporated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they got their big break with Starbucks, obviously.
That'll do it.
And Starbucks ordered their pumpkin spice.
We'll take a chance on a latte.
And they created a different strain for Dunkin' Donuts.
I didn't know that.
They're growing the pumpkins. They're drying them and spicing them up.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, now we're talking a big factory.
Oh, yeah. We're talking factory, people.
Okay.
Yeah. And sweatshop.
I'm the well, kind of. And I'm the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer.
Oh, that's really, really cool.
And my name is... Do you want
to? Oh. Cornelia?
Well, that's a woman.
Oh, is it?
Cornelia?
Okay. How about?
Is it? She says.
Core. Okay, let's leave the core. How about Dawn? Okay.
That's also a girl's name.
Dawn Draper?
Dawn?
Dawn.
Are you saying
D-O-N, Dawn?
That's not Dawn. What you were saying. You're saying Dawn.
Dawn.
You're saying it weird. You're saying
how do you
it
say
like,
Dawn Draper?
You're saying it like
Dawn.
Like the sun is rising.
How do you say D-O-N?
Dawn.
Dawn.
That you're saying it there, but
Dawn. Dawn? Dawn.
Okay, Dawn. So a boring name. Got it. Dawn.
Dawn Duncan. Don Duncan.
Where'd you come up with that?
I was actually thinking about dump truck is what I was thinking about.
Oh, you weren't thinking about when I just mentioned Duncan Donut?
No, I was trying to think of like a butt thing.
Okay, so.
I'm voluptuous just as a reminder.
Vicky, voluptuous.
Don, dump truck.
I thought it was Don Duncan.
Okay, it'll be Don Duncan, but I
anyway, okay, he's reevaluating his career at the pumpkin spice factory. And he's like, I'm bored with this.
Ugh.
I'm bored with pumpkins.
You're bored with pumpkins?
Yes, I'm bored with fucking pumpkins.
Wow.
They all look the same. They're orange.
what about little gorgs?
We don't have gourds.
I know, but pumpkins
do. You call them gorgs?
Whatever they are. What do you call them?
I don't call gourds. Them anything. I call them, they're called gourds.
All right.
Is what they're
little pimpled pumpkins.
Well, I know that's how you tried to rebrand them and it cost us $500,000 in sales.
I'm surprised that didn't work.
No
I
one's
only
picking
know people,
up things that say pimply pumpkins.
I only buy the pimply pumpkins.
No one's picking up a sign if it's signed pimply pumpkins.
You're not going to pick.
We lost $500,000 on it. We already know.
I blame the marketing. I do.
How the fuck dare you? I am
pimple
the one.
Pimple patches are
that
huge.
Took
Dr.
This
pimple
pumpkin.
Patcher popper?
Yeah, for pimples.
That's because gorgs are pimples.
Dr. Pimple Patcher wanted to eliminate pimples on the face. People were going to find a product to eliminate the pimples that were popping up on their pimply faces.
Yeah, but people like to watch the popping.
You can't pop the gourds.
You can try. That's what I was trying to market.
You wanted people to buy gourds to
play with pimples. Yes, as somebody who has dermatillomania, which is where you pick your own face.
Well, unfortunately, we couldn't include all of that in the marketing.
Well,
it's for people that have the mental disorder where they are fixated on skin.
Well, how come the fidget spinners did so well? I was like, what if we become the next fidget? The next fidget toy.
Because a fidget spinner you can use in your pocket. You can use on the train.
You can
bring
a
little
gourd with
you. You can take it to work. You can keep it in a desk. A gourd is a rotting vegetable from the minute it's plucked off of the vine.
So is a flower.
That's true.
Flowers are huge.
But you're not sitting at your desk pulling a flower petals
off
one at a time.
He loves me. He loves me not. You don't know what I'm doing at my office.
Well, I know how to market, honey.
All right. Well, agree to disagree.
No, we're not agreeing to disagree. Because the last time we agreed to disagree, you made me put pimply pumpkins on a sign that cost this company $500,000. And listen, if you don't want to hear it from me, you can hear it from the stockholders.
Well, I don't like to talk to them. I find them all boring and old.
Well, I find them to own 51% of this company.
Yeah, I do too. I just still feel like, what do they know?
They don't have to know anything.
And I don't like that system.
Well, then buy out the 51%. Do you have $25 million?
No, because my marketing manager or whatever chief of marketing lost me so much money with my brilliant pimple gorg idea.
Your marketing manager? It seems to think that it seems to be that you think that you are somehow
I came up
above
with
me at this company.
You said I
and I've been carrying
it
on my back.
Oh, okay.
Ever since you made one comment once about how you wished that you could get
a little pumpkin
into your coffee.
Yes, exactly.
And I have done every step of the way. Who fucked the scientists to figure out how to get...
That I owe you for.
Yeah.
That I owe you for.
Yeah, you do.
I do. That, and you, yeah, you really helped us, that scientist. And what
I was
happened
sore
to
for
you
weeks.
Guys? Yeah. That, I didn't know he was that kinky.
I didn't
no
either.
No one knew.
We still keep in touch.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How is he?
Well.
Yeah.
Very rich.
Good for him.
Anyway, what did we come into this supply room for?
It was about pumpkins, Dunkin' Donuts. You were giving me the backstory. And
oh,
then
all
we
of the major
here.
Brands I've sold to. That's right.
Okay. And then we were just talking about, you were dogging me. And then I don't remember why are we here? What are we talking about?
And then
Cynthia
November? Pipes up from the corner.
Oh, okay, great.
And she's like, you're here because the company is seeing record low profits ever since the pimply gourd incident.
Please don't bring that up, Cynthia. That's none of your business.
The Valentine's Day rebrand where...
Give a pumpkin? Get a kiss? I don't know how that didn't pick on. Give a pumpkin, get a kiss? The fact that didn't work... Again, I blame marketing.
If you could, and as the marketing officer, I have so many things. Could you remind me exactly what that campaign was? What happened?
For Valentine's Day, we tried to start Give a Pumpkin, Get a Kiss. If you give a pumpkin, you get a kiss.
From who?
Your lover. Instead of flowers, give a pumpkin, get a kiss. Every kiss begins with K. It was just sort of our spin on it.
Oh, it's a slogan.
It's a slogan. We were trying to do a Valentine's Day slogan.
I was more concerned about how you had us... make all those rubber hearts that were like real human hearts that when you squeeze them, there was fake
I was going
blood.
Through a breakup and I think I'm allowed to have that.
Well, that is, I think, what Cynthia is referencing.
Okay. Well,
when we talked about the Valentine's Day fiasco.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't think that was that bad. I think we could all use a heart in our hand to just squeeze and to demolish sometimes, if you feel that.
Well, I mean, listen, we thought it was going to be a good use of the pumpkin seed and the pumpkin guts that we removed.
Exactly.
But by the time Valentine's Day rolled around,
they were pretty
ripe. So... We apologize to the families that were affected by that.
Of course, we're so sorry about that. We wish a speedy recovery, of course.
And then Cynthia's like, and of course, also there was like a mid-September fiasco sale.
Right, my birthday. Thank you. I thought my birthday, your birthday.
My birthday's in April.
Well, I meant that was the slogan of the marketing. My birthday, your birthday. The inventor of pumpkin spice says pumpkins for everybody on her birthday.
Well, it was, fact that sort of pumpkin spice season launches a few weeks after your birthday. So it did kind of run into.
It was a mix up, I guess.
And then those protesters about pumpkin spice coming out too early really affected the sales. So it does seem like a lot of it is landing on the head of our
marketing CEO. I think it's been a hard year. For everybody.
Especially for you. And Cynthia is like, okay, well.
Yeah.
We need a new variety.
Wow.
Of pumpkin.
Sure.
Something to really bring up the game. Because you know what? Nobody talks about pumpkins around the holidays anymore.
No one talks about them. It's like they rot after Thanksgiving and bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, now it's pine cones. Oh, pine cones, pine cones, pine cones. What's a pine cone?
Well.
Like, what is it really, you know?
Totally. I was just thinking about a job posting I saw on LinkedIn for CMO of a pine cone.
Really? You're going to switch ships?
Well, it pays more and it smells better. So.
Okay. Well, I'll match whatever they're paying. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I, again, get paid in mostly pumpkin seeds here.
Luckily.
And so we kind of have a discussion. Well, we had a discussion about replacing the CEO before while you were on vacation.
Oh, that's well.
Which you get 4 months a year.
Which is not as many as I should, I think. We should all be traveling 15 to 20 months a year.
You give us 5 PTO days.
Right.
A year and tell us that we have to remain in the continental United States in case we have to come back for an emergency.
Well, the pumpkins, unfortunately, it's hard when it's an on-site job. You know what I mean? You can't travel with a pumpkin. And if you can, I don't think you can in an airport. It really...
Well, why would we be traveling with one pumpkin?
Well, because what happens if the pumpkins get sick? You know how it goes with pumpkins.
So you would be suggesting that it would be
insane for you to travel with the pumpkins.
And me and Cynthia look at each other like,
God,
give me the strength not to beat this bitch's ass. And so she's like, okay, you guys are gonna go to Pumpkinsylvania. It's a farm in Pennsylvania named after its many different pumpkin varietals.
And
she's like, and maybe you guys can rekindle sort of your friendship.
And I'm like, we don't need to rekindle. We're thick as thieves.
There's not much to rekindle, I would say.
You seem upset. And I'm like, wow, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
So you are?
It's generally like always at a 4.
Wow.
Because you've ruined my entire life.
I'm upset about that. I think we need to talk on the plane.
I would really prefer not to.
Well, I'm going to be in first class, but have your phone on because I'm going to give you a call. Okay.
So we get off the plane and we are
drunk.
I'm pissed as fuck. No, you're drunk and I'm stressed out.
And I'm like, can I tell you something?
What?
You're like my brother.
I am literally your brother. We are literally related.
That's what I'm
saying. As brother and sister.
But some people have that. They have that DNA, but they don't have that DNA, that like fire together where I'm just like, you are my brother.
And then I put you in an Uber and I shut the door and I get in an Uber behind it.
Okay. And I go, where's my brother?
And I tell the Uber driver, she's got drinking problems. Just take her to Pumpkin, Sylvania, and yeah. I'll make sure to tip well. And if she throws up, we'll pay the car cleaning fee.
Good idea.
And you're like, I never throw up. I'm always this drunk. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's true.
I start singing the Mary-Kate and Ashley classic, Brother for
and
Sale.
And I slam the door. And we go.
Do you remember that?
No. And we get out of the car at Pumpkins. I wonder if we've ever gone through a recording without you mentioning Mary-Kate and Ashley.
They are my childhood. I simply couldn't.
But I think this is the first time you've ever referenced that particular reference.
That song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a classic. Classic. Only 50 cents, remember it?
No.
Brother for sale. Only 50 cents. Do, do, do. Brother for sale. It's not a big expense. And then the price gets lower and lower. And then at the end, guess what? He's not for sale. He's their brother.
I bet that didn't stick with him at all.
I actually think they don't have a brother. Maybe they do.
Maybe they.
I know they have Elizabeth.
Younger, more.
She's
successful
older.
Sister now. Oh, is she?
Yeah, famously older.
Huh.
Famously older.
Is there only three?
I think there's only three, or that, or we don't know about the others.
I feel like there's four.
I feel like there's five. Interesting.
We have to find.
I'm sure they're a part of the team. You know how like any famous family is like, and my brother runs marketing, and you're like, huh?
Oh, I know. And they're like, my brother who just got out of prison,
yeah,
is head of the marketing department.
He is so good at what he does, and I love to see him. And I love.
Okay,
to see
there's
him.
Mary Kate.
Yeah.
Ashley.
Right. Elizabeth.
Who the fuck is Courtney?
See, who's Courtney?
They have an elder brother, Trent, and a younger sister, actress Elizabeth. As well as a half-sister, Courtney, and a half-brother, Jake.
She is younger? My bad. Elizabeth is younger?
I think so.
There you go.
Let's see. Mary-Kate's how old? 37.
Good for her. Good for her.
And Elizabeth is 34.
Younger. Who knew? Well, well, well. I just remember when Elizabeth was in When the West Was Fun, and I think all my Mary-Kate and Ashley fans will remember that. She was the girl in the car when they were on the horse in the city, and finding that out was really incredible for me.
Wait, where were we?
Back to the story. I was singing, and you were putting me in an Uber.
Okay, so we get out of the Uber.
Great. And I just finished, Brother for Sale.
And I'm like, oh, good. She's still going.
Yeah.
And that's when we're greeted by the manager.
Oh, the manager of?
Of Pumpkin, Sylvania.
Wow. I love it's a manager. You don't see a lot of managers of towns, but everyone needs a manager.
Well, it's not a town.
Oh.
It's a pumpkin place.
Oh. I was confused. It's a pumpkin place?
It's a pumpkin like farm. Pennsylvania called Pumpkin, Sylvania.
Oh, I was confused. Wonderful. I love that we're here. Okay, the manager, I hope he's a man. A jur.
And so do you want to take over?
Okay. So we meet the manager who is in fact a man, a jur. But he actually is almost how do I describe him? He is short. He what? Is a short man. Yeah, he's just the manager. You know what I mean? So he's just a short man. He's like running around doing things. And he's like, my boss, the owner, will be out very soon. He said, what I'll tell you is that we're in a bit of trouble. So if he seems stressed, it's because one of the pumpkins has a fungus within it, and that's really bad for pumpkins. You don't want a fungus mm-hmm. within a pumpkin, because pumpkins are connected to the same vine. It spreads like wildfire. I mean, it used to be the phrase, it spreads like pumpkins, but fire spreads faster. So it was just something that got replaced. But anyhow, they're like, it spreads like pumpkins, and it's everyone's a little uh-oh, you know, because obviously when we've had that happen, I'm inconsolable. I went to China fungus, for 4 or 5 months. I was beside myself when we had the fungus. The owner comes out, and I'll say this. Have you ever seen someone gesundheit? Have you ever seen someone who handles stress beautifully?
Like, every you can time tell. I look in the mirror.
Oh, that's really stunning. Like, the person comes out. There's a underlying of a fast pace, which could be seen as stress, but there's also a calmness and a confidence there. Okay, this man walks in, and let me say one thing, because I love a tattoo, apparently. I actually might get two, and that's a story for another day. But he comes in, and the only thing I see is a forearm, okay?
What tattoos are you going to get?
I think I'm going to get...
I'm nervous.
A flower, a little flower.
Of what? What flower?
I think a tulip.
Oh, pretty.
Thank you. And then I want to get a mountain, which symbolizes something for me, which is that, like, when I started to, like, feel happy in my life, I remember being like, this is the peak of my life. And then I remember sort of deciding that you can be in the peak of your life at any point. It can be the best point of your life at any point. Like, as soon as you look at something as like, that was the best time of my life, you're essentially, that's a downhill slope. And so I like the idea of just always being like, this is about to be the best time of my life. I'm in the peak. So I want to get those two tattoos.
365 peeking.
365.
If only they made a pill for that.
Anywho, his forearms, who are beautifully decorated with tattoos, and I have to tell you, they're bulging.
Of course they are.
They are bulging.
I would imagine the manager had a pretty decent body as well, if he is the manager of the Pumpkinsylvania.
The manager actually... No, I didn't cast him aside. I saw him as a match for Cynthia, if you know what I mean.
Hideous.
Kind of. Just... Something about the manager. I don't know what happened.
What is wrong with that?
I don't know. Okay, I'd like to rephrase the manager. I'd like to rephrase the manager.
Jesse only dates owners of pumpkin patches.
Exclusively date owners. I won't date a manager, and you can spread the word. Okay? So all the managers sliding into my DM, oh, I'll manage you. Get out of there. Okay? I've never really had a DM slide that's like, flirtatious.
I've
had 50-year-old women tell me that I'm like their daughter, and I take that so beautiful.
Are most of my DMs also.
Yeah, but I've never gotten a like, hey, pretty lady. Never.
Or if I do, it's never.
I got one on TikTok the other day that was for a sugar daddy position, but the thing is, I know it's not real, because if it were, I would do it.
At what age... And don't take offense to this.
Yeah.
Can one still be a sugar baby?
Forever. If you act like a baby, you can always be one.
I feel like we've aged out of prime sugar baby years.
I don't know.
Which is too bad.
I'm never giving it up. If I could be a sugar baby, I'd be thrilled, especially if it's just like correspondence.
I feel like you would lay down so many rules as a sugar baby, it wouldn't be worth it for them.
I know. I'd be like, never text me after 10. Yeah, but if they like being bossed around, it could be a dream. Anywho, what was I saying?
Something.
Oh, I'm going back insane. And I'm re-describing the manager who, you know what it is? He's actually not short. He's just nebbish, if that makes sense.
Okay.
He's just like kind of quiet. He has like these cute little glasses. He's like wearing a vest. You don't see enough men in vests. It's the uniform. I love a vest. Let me tell you something. Bring vests back, okay?
What kind of vest are you talking about?
Any vest. I love a vest on a man. I don't know why. I think it's that 1920s vibe. I literally, it's like my number one. A man, picture this. A man in a vest with a white
what
suit
kind of
shirt
vest?
Under it.
I need to
it.
Know what you mean.
I like a dress-up vest. I have no problem with a three-piece suit. Take that jacket off. Show me that vest. Let me see those shoulders working. You know what I mean? and those arms.
Interesting.
I love a vest. It's a kink. It literally is my kink.
Mine is a man in a crew neck sweater.
I love a sweater too. What do you mean? What's crew neck? Just circular?
No, like
no hood. No yeah. Hood. I love a thick gray sweater. Something about a thick gray sweater on a man.
A beige, an off-white.
Oh my God.
Cable knit sweater.
Disgusting how much I'm turned on.
I mean.
I am. Yeah.
If I like have a crush on someone and then I see them in like a sweater.
Yeah.
It's game over.
Listen, anyone I'm dating will be gifted a gray sweater at some point, and that's a gift for me. And I go, wear this anytime you're around me. You understand? We're both getting laid. Because I will want that sweater off.
Okay, so...
Ugh, I'm turned on. Sorry. Now I'm thinking about sweaters and vests on men. All right, so this man's wearing a vest. I'm jealous for you, okay? Because this is... your man, okay? What I didn't realize about him at first, because his posture is not fantastic.
So wait, I have... My man is the manager, the stressed out manager with poor posture, and yours is the...
No. He's not stressed out. He was telling you that the owner's stressed out. He's actually calm as a cucumber.
Well, he shouldn't be. Apparently, he has scoliosis.
He doesn't have scoliosis. I think maybe he was on his knees or something. When I first saw him, he looked short.
Why was he on his knees?
He was looking at pumpkins.
Okay.
Okay. Then he stands up. All of a sudden, I'm like, did I take my shoes off? Am I wearing, like, how do I feel so petite in this moment? You know?
Yeah.
I'm 5'6". I'm nothing to sneeze at. You know? I'm right up in the adult level. You know what I mean? 5'4" and above. Really tall. So I'm up there and all of a sudden I feel, I don't know what it's like to be 5 foot. What a beautiful life. But all of a sudden I feel absolutely minute. And it's because this man, which I'm literally at top button of the vest. Okay. I'm like mid chest because this man is, dare I say it,
7'3". Whoa.
It's a solid 6'3".
Okay, so he's now the manager is moving up in the rankings for
okay.
you.
Okay, he's very attractive.
Okay.
Okay. So anyhow, I'm a little bewildered because I feel so little. It's almost like my voice gets weak. I'm like, hello? Like, I don't know where I went. I just got so scared, you know, with the way he looks. And then the owner comes in who, again, he's got tats. You know what? Maybe he's got a gray sweater on, pushed up, showing those forearms, looking cold. A man who looks cold.
Weak.
Is weak, but also, like, who looks cold but is denying it.
I look cold all the time.
Do you? Oh.
Emotionally.
So, yeah. He comes in. He's like, you must be from the pumpkin spice factory. And I say, I am incorporated. I say, hello, I'm Vicky. This is my assistant. I meant marketing. Chief marketing. Dawn. And. Sorry. And the two of us are so excited to be here. Why are we here again? I think for us to connect as well as.
We're here because we need to find a new varietal of pumpkin because our CEO here has destroyed the company one terrible idea at a time.
Sorry. He's very cranky.
And keeping this company afloat.
And the manager's like, I can relate.
I bet you can. I can see the, and the other, and then the owner's like, bippity boppity. And like,
yeah, very fun.
Yeah. And like climbs a tree.
And I go, I'm sorry. I didn't get quite catch your name.
I'm just appreciating the beautiful weather. And then the manager's like, he doesn't understand that the fungus is really destroying
everything.
Every time the wind blows, the fungus spreads even harder.
That's horrific.
And so I'm like, why don't you take me on a tour of the pumpkin and we can let Tweedledee and Tweedledum here.
Oh my God.
Jump on the. There's like a trampoline for kids built into the ground.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
I'll see you on the trampoline.
And so
I don't wear a bra that day. So It's a show.
And you're still drunk from the airport.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
And so you guys are jumping on the...
We're jumping on the trampoline, talking, catching up. But you guys are on the tour and everything kind of gets quiet. And he goes, oh my goodness, we're going to go outside. Do you have a coat? It's going to be cold.
And no.
You say no. And he says, do you want to wear my coat?
I'm not going to fit in your coat, but thank you.
You could drape it over your shoulders.
I'm good.
All right. We're off.
I love when I'll be at like a girlfriend's house and she'll be like, oh, do you want to borrow a sweatshirt? And I'm like, what fucking sweatshirt do you think I'm going to fit in, Elizabeth?
A lot of people have big sweatshirts, though.
They'll be like, this is my big one, my old boyfriend's one. And I'm like, it's not going to fit. She'll be like, are you sure he was a large? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
She'll be like, well, it's from his pro baseball days. Anyway.
Listen, I've also, though, exclusively dated men that nothing they wear fits me either. I'm always like, I'm going to swim in your PJs. And I put it on and I go, this is skin tight. This, I'm practically wearing leggings and your shirt is just on my tits. The whole shirt is my tits. Now it's a belly shirt. Well, I hope we're all having fun.
They're probably into it.
They are into it. And you know what? That's the joy of having a body.
What?
You know, like, I'm just saying, just because Elizabeth doesn't have a sweatshirt for you doesn't mean you don't rock a sweatshirt.
So
you
know we're at the pumpkin patch. Me and... What's his name again?
I feel like it's going to be Grant. Wow, that's a hot name.
I hate it, but I'll go with it.
You hate the name Grant?
Yeah, I knew a kid. I knew a kid.
I knew a kid named Grant, and he wasn't hot.
True.
All right.
and he was sad.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So anyway, I'm with Grant.
Grant.
And not borrowing his sweatshirt because we just met. And also, he's the manager of a store. And it would have been inappropriate because I'm the chief marketing officer. And we're not all here to have fun.
Wow.
Some of us are here to figure out how to keep sales afloat.
Okay.
And so he's showing me all of his favorite things, all of his favorite things. We get to a watermelon. I'm like, what is this doing here?
How interesting.
And he's like, oh, this is my prized creation. They call me Frankenstein around here.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And I'm like, they call me Frankenstein around the office too, because I'm rigid and everybody hates me. And he's like, ugh. Wow. Well, I wouldn't hate you if I worked at the pumpkin patch. And I say, that's an appropriate amount of flirting.
But yeah, that's a nice little boop, a little.
Wait, also, side note, can I tell you when I was at Sherwin-Williams yesterday?
Yeah.
The manager's always very sweet. And he was like, I was like telling him what I had to do because he asked.
About the walls and stuff?
And I was like, yeah, we'll see, whatever. And he's like, well, I have faith in you. You can do anything. And I was like, I'm sure you're paid to say just that to everyone that comes into this DIY store, but.
Thank you. For seeing me.
Literally.
Listen, have you.
Pretty sure he's married to a woman. Oh. But anyway, so I'm like, okay, let's look at this. And it is what it is a pumpkin, but it's the color of a watermelon.
It's a pumpkin in disguise.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's gorgeous.
It's almost a Halloween costume.
And I'm like, it's almost a Halloween costume.
That's really funny.
And then that's when he reveals there's zebra, there's giraffe.
What?
All of these different
pumpkins?
Pumpkins.
I'm
there's one that looks like it's splashed with the blood. And I'm like, how are you doing this? He's like, I'm a genius.
Oh my God. I love someone who's just knows, who's like confident. You know what I mean? Who's like, I am incredible.
He's like, I'm a world-class botanist. That's how I got this job.
I love a botanist.
And so and we can hear you and the owner having the time of your life over there.
Bouncing
jumping around.
Away, yeah.
And I'm like, if only we could get dummies to get on board.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, I feel bad calling him a dummy. He's actually my brother. And I'm like, oh, no way. That
bitch.
That bitch is my sister.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she always wanted the attention when we were younger. Aww. And it really carried through.
She got it.
And our parents, who own the company, are the only reason she's CEO.
Right.
Because they said it was more just like an entitled thing. And then she really
looped in,
globbed on.
Wow.
And it was supposed to be all me, as most things are. Hmm. And he's like, yeah, well, maybe if we dealt with this fungus, he would care that I know how to make these beautiful costumed pumpkins. But he says it's a dumb idea.
He says it's a dumb idea.
And I'm like, wow, that's weird because he seems like such a fun guy.
He really does.
He's like, he has, but he doesn't understand opportunity.
Ugh, that's such a bummer.
Yeah. And so he's showing me the fungus, and I also am a botanist. I went to botany school when I knew I wanted to work for Pumpkin Spice Limited Incorporated.
Of course.
And and I am like, let me see the fungus. Maybe there's something I can
do.
I can do.
Maybe there's some fun in the fungus.
And so we're talking, I'm like, I have an idea, but it's back in my room at the Airbnb. And he's like, oh, I can drop you off.
Oh my God. A ride home?
And I'm like, well, okay. So we go. I just leave you there.
Thank you. Is he a really good driver?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I tell you what, that's something I miss in the city.
Seeing how someone drives.
Yeah. Because, like, there's something that turns me on about men driving, and that's just a me thing.
Are you okay today?
No, but a lot of people...
You keep talking about how horny you are.
No, I'm talking about, like...
The no sugar is making you horny.
Okay, let me say... first of all, a lot of women are turned on when someone parallel parks. That's not just me. There's something hot about it. The forearms are working.
I like men as well.
Okay, but that's why I'm surprised that... You're not turned on when someone parallel parks?
I can parallel park. Why would I be turned on by someone else doing it?
You're not missing it. It's like the arm movement of it. It's like the forearms, they go like this. Hand goes behind. Wow, sorry, hit the camera. Hand goes behind your seat, which is now we're dating. You know what I mean? What now we're together. Then the arm's going like this. I'm like.
So do you date a lot of lefties?
No, they're normally in. They're in the.
If they're driving, they would be on the left, their right arm.
Okay. Well, I forgot. I don't remember. But yeah, so they put their right arm out. And then
but I'm saying, like, if they're right-handed, would their...
Whichever hand...
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But I mean, obviously, people all probably parallel park a little differently.
But there's, like, a hot way to do it.
Yeah.
And if they do it that way...
But if they do it bad...
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I don't, I mean, I'm a bad parallel parker, so I'm not super critical as long as we get in the spot. But it's just the idea of doing it that I find really just sexy.
He is good at it and he is sexy at it. But again, we're in Pumpkinsylvania, so there's no real need to parallel park.
Oh. Okay.
But so, whatever. Long story short, we end up making out. Okay. And then I'm like,
is it good?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh.
And I give him a foot fungus tube that I'm like, I know it's for feet, but trust me. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like,
interesting.
And so the next day.
Okay.
I'm like, where is, what's her nuts?
Where is Grant? Oh, me?
Yeah.
Vicky?
Where's Vicky?
Where the
she never
is...
came home.
Oh, no.
And that's when I check your location and you're like at the, owner's house, and I'm like, okay, great, I'll have to go pick her up. So I'm on my way over to pick her up, and I see that all the pumpkins with fungus seem to be thriving.
Oh my God, thank God, the foot fungus cream.
And I pick you up, you answer the door
In
like a sexy negligee.
Good for me.
And you've just complete, like, you are,
my hair is the size of Canada.
But beautiful.
Thank you for saying that.
The bigger the better.
That's what they say.
And your makeup is flawless for being a one night. Like in Bridesmaids, you, Kristen Wiig.
Thank God. Yeah, I just put it on quickly in the morning. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, good morning.
And you answer the door. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
And I say, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you answering this man's door?
Oh, because I slept here.
Yeah, I understand that. But why are you answering his door?
He's still sleeping. I was snooping around and making breakfast. I don't know.
And I'm like, I have to show you something.
Show it to me.
And I pull you to the pumpkin patch.
Okay.
Of costume pumpkins. And I'm like, this is the ticket.
This is the ticket. Oh my God. And I go, if we can make some costumes that are holiday related, if you know what
I'm saying. Well, I was kind of more thinking, wait, what do you mean?
Like, I think that this is such a good idea. But we already rule Halloween as a pumpkin factory. And I'm thinking if we can make some pumpkins that look like Christmas decorations or holiday decorations, we get a Star of David out there. Now we're kicking ass in the holiday season.
Yeah. Listen. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Thank you so much for saying that.
And so... we go to, I guess we have a meeting. I don't know.
Come on in. I say, come in. He's going to wake up in no time, but come on in.
We're at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, we are? I thought you were at his house. Am I still in my negligee?
Remember, I picked you up and took you to the pumpkin patch to see the costume pumpkins.
Okay, great.
And I'm like, what did you drink last night?
And I'm like, can I tell you something? I'm dead sober. I just feel like myself.
And I'm like, do you need some time off?
And I go, would you be mad if I went to London for a month or two?
I think you should step away from your position. And I'll take over as CEO.
Oh, thank you, but no.
And then that's when the guy comes and he's like, babe. And I'm like, this guy is just as psycho as this.
Yeah.
And so.
What's his name? I feel like. Lewis?
Okay. Lewis.
Lewis is cute.
Yeah, it is.
Lewis.
And I'm like, all right, Lou. And so you two are like making out. And aww. Then I go to find the pumpkin guy.
The Grant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, what are we going to, we need, I tell him your idea.
Thank you.
Montage, okay? We montage. We're testing products. Also, Stars of David.
Also, we see you and Grant doing like cute things.
Totally.
Making a pie.
We're working like violently hard. We're like, but together.
Aww.
You know, we're trying to make everything. And you and what's his name are like going for walks in the lily fields, tripping on vines.
Oh, a piggyback ride.
Doing piggyback rides.
And like wheelbarrow races.
And, yeah, like nothing at all constructive to what.
But very romantic.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to a few weeks later.
And we are presenting. And
to our parents who own the company and our stockholders.
Yeah.
I love that.
And Grant and Lewis are there. And as we're walking in, you trip me and I fall to the ground. You're like, okay. Hello, everyone. I would love to present the latest line of products from Pumpkin Spice Limited Incorporated. First, and we go through the whole list while I'm lying on the ground unconscious.
Oh, no. You hit your head?
Yeah, which you planned, I guess, the whole time.
Well, sometimes you take credit for things.
Well, I did it all.
Yeah, but it is a team effort.
Well.
And that's what I say to everyone. I say, now, Dawn is sleeping. What else is new? But I'll be taking over as I normally do. Now, I'll say what Dawn has been thinking about, but really came from right in here, Mom and Dad. You know how I get visions, almost like That's So Raven. And I said, what if we can really take over that holiday market? And I'm going, here, pass around the Star of David, pumpkin. And how about this little snowman pumpkin? You stack them. And you almost wake up and I kick you again.
So they're just pumpkins? The snowman ones?
Yeah, they're white pumpkins that you stack.
Which they have.
Which they have. Which is incredible. And why aren't people doing that? And maybe they are. And I've never seen it. And that's upsetting. Because normally it's not snowing around.
And that's when I stand up and I'm like... excuse me, whatever. Okay. We finished the presentation. They love it. They want to buy it all. We've solved the crisis. And that's when the men are like, oh, great. So I guess That's it. Oh, also their fungus was solved by my shoe.
Immediately. It almost wasn't even an issue once you solved it.
And we're also selling rebranded shoe fungus, foot fungus medicine as...
That's so smart.
Pumpkin fungus medicine.
Yeah. And I go, that one was all Don because, you know, his foot stuff. And so luckily he had it on him. I've never ever had a foot thing. You know that. I just like to be clean and tidy. But
that's not what all the men you've dated have told me. I hear you have quite the foot thing. And our parents are like, stop.
Stop. You're being inappropriate. You too. Yeah.
And so then the men we're dating are like, I guess we're back to Pumpkin, Sylvania.
Oh.
And I look at you because usually you're the one that would do something here.
Yeah.
But you're not doing it.
I'm scared.
And I'm like, the one time I need her to do
I know
this and she won't. So then I step up.
What do you do?
And I say, I love you to...
Which one?
Grant.
Good job.
He's back because he's facing away. And then he's like, what? And he turns around and I'm like, nothing. He's like, did you say I love you? And I was like, are you saying that to me for the first time ever right now? And he was like.
I go, no, Don said it before this. Remember, Don, you just said it.
And I'm like, no, I didn't.
And I'm like, really? Because I've never heard you even say I love you.
And then he says, I said it first. And winks at me.
And I go, I don't think that's what happened.
And I push you into, and as I shove you across the room, you land in the arms of
Lewis.
Oh
my God.
And I'm like, it's weird that he's so strong because he never does any work. And you guys
look at each other.
Look at each other.
And say, and I go, is it weird that I love you as well?
And he's like, I want to olive you for olive juice for you forever. And I'm like, he said olive juice. And you're like, I know, that's a little
cute. It's an inside joke because he made me pasta and he's like,
I actually love you as well. And then it's you guys are making out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sun up, sun down. We come back. It's a year later. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. And
it's Pumpkin Palooza.
It's Pumpkin Palooza. Every house you see has got pumpkins out front celebrating the holidays.
And they're all different shapes and sizes. Ugh. It sort of resembles the world that we want to live in.
Yeah, it does.
But with pumpkins.
Yeah.
And then we stop at the most glorious house you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And I open the door and I am holding a child.
No.
And my husband is behind me.
Grant.
And he's like, bring it in. And it's a big Christmas tree made of pumpkins.
Get out of town.
And then he waves because we look across the street. And who lives there?
Me.
Katy Perry.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you and Lewis.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like, we got one, too. And it's the same exact
pumpkin tree.
And I'm like, they copied our idea.
And I go, I thought we were a team.
We are.
And I wave, but my hand falls because I'm not used to wearing my massive engagement ring.
And you make a big scene of it. You're like, oh!
Yeah, I'm like, it's the ring. I'm just not used to it.
You walk back up to the house with your hand dragging on the ground, scratching the cement as you're walking.
It's so strong.
And it's shaped like a giant pumpkin, the diamond.
I'm crying.
And it's orange.
What's it called? Wait.
Mm. Yep, it is.
Okay,
it's an orange diamond.
Ooh,
you know how people get canary yellow,
and
it's beautiful.
Is it?
The yellow ones are
okay.
I've never seen an orange diamond. I don't know if they exist, but you have one.
Okay, if I love it, then I love it, and good for me. I roll with the punches.
And I'm like, I love your pumpkin diamond.
And I go, it's just a diamond. You don't need to say the pumpkin.
I love
part.
That it's pumpkin.
Okay, well, thank you.
And it's called? Noticing.
It's called.
Pumpkin Patch of Feelings.
Oh, that's so cute. Pumpkin Patch of Feelings.
And I'm like, we really should have gotten someone to do the music for the movie.
Yeah. And I go, I think it's good, though, what I did.
And like it is, it's just, it didn't it really been better. Fit. It would have.
It's very Gilmore Girls. Every scene transition goes, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
And like, but that was Carole King.
Maybe that's actually Hannah Montana. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll say this. What a fun time. Do not forget to get your tickets to our live show. If you thought that was banana cakes, you ain't
this show's
seen
gonna
nothing
be pumpkins.
Yet. It's gonna be wild, crazy, and off the chain.
Pimply pumpkin.
Pimply.
Remember and we will be carving pumpkins.
We will be. And don't forget to send in your pumpkins you want us to roast and toast. I wanted to do roast and toast today. I forgot. Next time. We'll start that segment.
Some might argue we always are roasting and toasting.
That's true.
So yeah, get tickets to that, please. It'll be so fun. We're gonna carve a pumpkin.
Yeah.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.